This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Black holes, the cosmos, space and time travel, science and technology, brought to you by theoretical physicist, futurist, popularizer of science, and world-renowned author, Professor Michio Kaku,
and GCNLive.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. On Science Fantastic, we profile the amazing, jaw-dropping scientific discoveries which are revolutionizing our world and touching our lives. And first of all, let me say it's great to be back. I was traveling around the world. I spoke in Australia and New Zealand for the first time. In fact, when I spoke in Sydney, Australia, we sold out. We sold out the Opera House. You know the famous iconic Opera House. Every time you see an advertisement talking about Australia, there it is in its full glory, the Opera House. Well, we sold it out. We had a sellout tour throughout New Zealand and Australia. But it's great to be back here in New York City interacting with you, the listener. And so once again, in this hour, we're going to take your listener phone calls. Now, if you want to be part of the March of Science, then get to the telephones and give us a call. The hotline number is 612-564-8135. 612-564-8135. Give us a call. Leave your name. Call letters of the radio station you're listening to, if you're listening to one, and the city you're calling from, and then ask that question. Make that comment that you've always wanted to make but never had the chance. Here's a chance to do it and get on national radio as a consequence. Have your voice heard on almost 100 radio stations that carry Science Fantastic. And by the way, one question that I often got when I was touring is, well, why do we have to learn science anyway? It's so abstract, it's so hard. And I tell people that, well, ultimately, science is the origin of prosperity and wealth. Think of it, 100, 200 years ago, people didn't live very long. I mean, life expectancy for most of human history was about the age of 25. That's right. On average, you wouldn't live much beyond the age of 25 throughout most of human history. During the Roman Empire, for example, life expectancy rose a little bit, up to about 32. But it fell back again during the Dark Ages. And so life historically was cruel, short, and brutal. And so we have to realize that what life would look like without science. Well, once again, in this hour, we're going to take your listener phone calls. So give us a call, 612-564-8135 is the number to call, and you can have your thoughts heard on national radio on Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. And also go to my website, is mkaku.org, mkaku.org, or go to my Facebook site at Michio Kaku. We're over 3 million fans now on Facebook. On Twitter now, we're up to 670,000 fans on Twitter. And so find out what all the excitement is about by going to my website, going to my Twitter account, or my Facebook account. And once again, go to mkaku.org, mkaku.org. Okay, well, let's now move right on and take your first listener phone call.
Hello, my name is Keith. I'm from Minneapolis. And I'm a fan of Walter Miller's book, Canticle for Leibowitz, that deals with life on Earth after a global nuclear war. Some humans have survived, but the world has been reduced to stone. In the book, the monks of Leibowitz preserve the surviving remnants of man's scientific knowledge until the world is again ready for it. After a global nuclear war, I'm wondering how long you think it would take for humans to build civilization back to the point of, say, building a functional electrical generator or a combustible engine and what would be the process humanity would have to go through to get human civilization back to those technological achievements. Thank you.
Well, yes, I'm familiar with that science fiction series, and we have a negative example of what might happen. Look at the fall of the Roman Empire. During the height of the Roman Empire, in the centuries after the birth of Christ, we saw a blossoming of science and technology at tremendous human cost, of course. However, the Romans built an empire of roads and buildings and aqueducts and monuments and temples, an incredible legacy, a legacy of engineering and science. But around 400 AD or so, the whole thing collapsed. And how long did it take to get back up to speed again? It took about 1,000 years. A lot of that knowledge was lost, and of course the records were burned down. The Library of Alexandria was burned. Most of the knowledge of the Roman Empire vanished with the Roman Empire. For example, the Romans were able to build concrete using a formula that we still do not really understand. You can still visit the ruins of the Roman Empire 2,000 years later, and the buildings that they built are still relatively intact. However, because we simply do not know how to mix concrete very well, our buildings last maybe 50, maybe 80 years until they start to crumble. And so think about that. Even 2,000 years later, we're still trying to figure out how the Romans built such great concrete buildings. Now, you ask a different question. What happens today in the modern era if we have a nuclear war? How long would it take to reestablish civilization? Well, I think it would still take centuries. Of course, if a single microchip were to survive the nuclear holocaust, then of course we could then reestablish much of the technology almost instantly. The problem is not reestablishing the technology. That's not the problem. The problem is the social integration of science into society, because we degenerate into a bunch of barbarians. Now, if you want to know what society may look like after a nuclear war, just look at our ancient history, where we had tribalism, and for thousands of years, tens of thousands of years, we were in small little bands of maybe 100 people, each fighting to the death, fighting over limited resources. And you realize that human psychology hasn't changed much in 200 or so thousand years. In other words, even though we celebrate our monuments and our science and our technology and our rockets, even though we celebrate our achievements, we have to realize that the brain behind all of it hasn't really changed much in 200,000 years. We still have the caveman brain, the cavewoman brain of our ancestors. And so the problem is not technical, reestablishing civilization after nuclear war. The problem is social. How will we govern ourselves after a nuclear war? Personally, I think we could very easily degenerate back into tribes of maybe 100 people. And these tribes would war with each other over limited resources. And knowledge would be forgotten in this process or hoarded by a few. And that's what prevents the rise of civilization over the next several centuries after a nuclear war. The technology is there. We could reestablish the technology very quickly. The problem is social integration. What kind of tribalism are we going to degenerate into after a nuclear war? And something to think about. It took 1,000 years after the fall of the Roman Empire. I think it would still take a few hundred years because of the fact that we still have the caveman brain, the cavewoman brain, and will degenerate back into tribalism after a nuclear war. Okay, let's move on now to the next listener phone call. Ah. Well, unfortunately, that's it for this segment of Science Fantastic. Stay tuned as we continue to take your listener phone calls. Give us a call at 612-564-8135 and ask your question on national radio.
Cubo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Cubo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Science Fantastic, in this hour we're going to take your listener phone calls. This is how you can be part of the March of Science. Give us a call. The hotline number is 612-564-8135. All we ask is that you leave your name, call letters of the radio station if you're listening to one, and the city you're calling from, and then ask away. Make that comment. Make that question that you've always wanted to make but never had the chance. Now, some people say, well, I'm too shy. I can't do this. Well, you can go to my website and leave me an email. mkaku.org, mkaku.org is the website. And I'm also on Twitter and also on Facebook as well. And remember, no question is too dumb or too stupid to put on national radio. Chances are, if you have a question or a comment, no matter how silly, chances are thousands of other people have exactly that same question or comment, but are simply too embarrassed to talk about it. Well, you could talk about it on national radio. Give us a call at 612-564-8135. Okay, moving on. Let's take now the next listener phone call.
Hi, Michio Kaku. This is Kenneth, listening on GCN. I'd like to ask about the mathematics behind music. I understand that certain, the Fibonacci sequence and the golden ratio are associated with the quality of music. So, in a sense, if that is the case that a lot of Beethoven and Mozart's work is based on a Fibonacci sequence, wouldn't that apply to aliens as well? So, if an alien living from another living in another star system that has no human anatomy were listening to music, wouldn't you feel the same, appeal towards Beethoven that human beings do, since mathematics is actually the language of the universe itself? So wouldn't it make sense that, in not all cases is art in the eye of the beholder? In many cases, wouldn't it be actually a mathematical thing?
Well, you ask a rather deep question that has stumped psychology and scientists for generations. And that question is there a universal aspect to art and music that appeals to not just us, but to animals and to aliens from outer space? First of all, why do animals make sounds anyway? Why do crickets chirp and why do birds sing? And the reason is, evolution. It's a sign of maturity, and it's a sign of health and vigor that you can make these sounds with regularity, and it shows that it's an advertising call. That's why crickets crick and birds chirp, to attract mates. So scientists have actually analyzed the music of birds, believe it or not. We find that birds that are healthy, that have a clear vocal passage, that are free of parasites, make a very vigorous sound, which essentially advertises their health, advertises the fact that they're healthy, they're free of parasites, and they have a very clear voice, and that's very attractive to birds of the opposite sex. And scientists also found that the more complex the melodies of the birds, the more vigorous they were in terms of attracting mates. So in other words, it really does pay when you want to attract someone from the opposite sex to be able to hum a few bars and to sing with a very clear and pleasing voice. Now, you ask yet another question, not just art and appreciation and mating calls, but mathematics. Well, yes, it turns out that music has a mathematical basis to it, first worked out over 2,000 years ago by Pythagoras. The same guy who worked out the Pythagorean theorem for right triangles that we learned in school, that same Pythagoras also analyzed a lyre string. If I take a lyre string and I twang it, I get octaves. Octaves that are half integers of the length of the lyre string. So you realize that the two ends of the lyre string are anchored and they don't move at all. Therefore, if you vibrate it, the vibrations are in half integral fractions of the length of the string. You have the principal octave and secondary octaves. And so when you look at music, it turns out there is a mathematics behind the music. So will aliens from outer space also like music? Well, we don't know, of course, but it's very possible that certain sequences like the Fibonacci numbers that you mentioned that are found in nature are also found in outer space. And one day when we make contact with aliens from outer space, well, music may be one way in which to communicate with them. I like to think of it this way. Take a dog, a cat, or a bat, or an animal, and if you could somehow breed them over millions of years to have large brains and to become intelligent, what would their intelligence look like? Well, a dog's intelligence, if you could breed an intelligent race of dogs, would be based on smells. It turns out that dogs don't use eyesight and other senses so much. They use hearing and smells. Their brain lives in a swirl, hundreds of swirling odors that circulate inside the brain of a dog. If you take a bat and were to somehow genetically engineer it so it became intelligent, sonar. Sonar would be the way in which bats would communicate, by echoes, by chirping and listening to the chirping's echoes as it reverberates. And so then you begin to realize that, my God, animals if they become intelligent, may have a totally different frame of reference than humans. We use eyesight. We don't use smell so much. We don't use sound so much. But we use eyesight. But a lot of animals don't have eyes at all. And they would have a totally different way of communicating. But anyway, to answer your question, I think yes. I think aliens will have some kind of music, because it does represent a regularity found in Mother Nature, and it also represents health. Now, scientists who've analyzed the mating calls of animals realize that animals that are healthy and symmetrical get more mates than animals that are not symmetrical. So symmetry also implies health, and so we find that in the animal kingdom, animals that are not symmetrical don't get mates because it's a signal of disease, injury, while animals that are symmetrical, it's a reflection of health. And so, in other words, one way to attract members of the opposite sex is to be healthy and to communicate in complex ways, like complex melodies. So maybe that's the origin of why people like Elvis Presley have such a magnetism when it comes to the opposite sex. Okay, let's move on now to the next listener phone call.
This is David Ferguson from College Station, Texas. My question is in regard to the digitized individual. So would AI also be included in that? So if you were talking to Einstein with all of his writings and history behind him, would AI be able to basically recreate his thought process to answer new questions that he has yet to answer? Thank you.
Well, the answer is yes. What you're talking about is a digitized person, that it's a person who becomes immortal by having everything known about that person digitized and recreated in the form of a human being. And so in the future, when you go to the library and get a book about Winston Churchill, in the future you'll actually talk to Winston Churchill. You'll talk to, let's say, a holographic image or a robot. And the robot or the holographic image will have all the memories, all the writings, everything that has been digitized and known about Winston Churchill. And then to smooth it out, in order to put in common sense and jokes and things like that, you'll probably have to put in artificial intelligence. Now, as you mentioned, well, I would love to have a conversation with Einstein. Someday, someone will digitize everything known about Einstein's writings and his personality, but to smooth it out, to put it together, to fill in the blanks, will require artificial intelligence. And that's, of course, when we start to tinker with somebody else's personality, perhaps not in an authentic way. That's a problem. However, in about 100 years or so, who knows for sure, the Connectome project will be finished, and I'll talk about that after the break. Once again, you are listening to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Give us a call at 612-564-8135 and ask that question and get on national radio. Once again, 612-564-8135.
Listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Democratic presidential candidate Mike Bloomberg said that he's willing to release at least three women from non-disclosure agreements that prevented them from speaking publicly about harassment or discrimination suits filed against him over the last three decades. Bloomberg was attacked repeatedly this week in his debut debate for declining to release women from those non-disclosure agreements. He also said his company will not offer confidentiality agreements to resolve claims of sexual harassment or misconduct in the future.
At least 18 Americans who returned home from a quarantine cruise ship are now infected with the new virus, bringing the number of the cases in the United States to 35. The U.S. tally dates back to January 21st and includes three people who were evacuated from the central China city of Wuhan, where the outbreak began. More than 76,000 cases have been reported worldwide, with the majority in China. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot.
It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs, and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. We are taking your calls in this hour. If you want to get on Science Fantastic, give us a call at 612-564-8135. When you hear the recording, leave your name, call letters of the radio station, if you're listening to one, and the city you're calling from, and then ask away. Ask that question. Even if it sounds kind of dumb and stupid and childish, ask away. Chances are, if you have that same question, chances are thousands of other people have exactly that same question as well. Well, before the break, we had a question about digital immortality. Is it possible that one day we'll digitize everything known about us, our credit card transactions, captions or Instagram photographs or website information, everything known about us, and will it require a little bit of artificial intelligence? And the answer is yes, because you don't want to be talking to a tape recorder. You want to be able to interact with that person, gossip with that person, and that would require common sense and a little bit of background, and that would require artificial intelligence. However, in 100 years' time or so, who knows for sure when, the Connectome Project will be completed. Right now, we have, of course, the Human Genome Project, which is already entering the marketplace. Everyone is trying to get as much information about their bodies and genome as possible for health purposes and also to find out your origin. But beyond that, in about 100 years' time, we will map the entire human brain. Just about a month ago, it was announced that we mapped the entire brain of a fruit fly. That's right. They sliced up the brain of a fruit fly, reconnected all the neurons with a electron microscope, and bingo, 100,000 neurons were connected, and in principle, we can reconnect the brain of a fruit fly. Now, our brain is not 100,000 neurons. Our brain has 100 billion neurons, and as a consequence, it would take many, many decades, maybe a century, to have a connectome of the human brain. But when that happens, perhaps we'll be able to decipher the coding of the brain and then extract memories, your personality, your quirks. Everything known about you might be extracted once we have the connectome. But of course, we're far from that. We can only sequence the brains of animals, simple animals at the present time. But one day when we have the Connectome Project, literally you could live forever. Or at least your soul, your information in your soul will live forever. Okay, let's move on now to the next listener phone call.
My name is Madeline Anderson, and I am calling from WGAW 1620 in College Station, Texas, and I would like to know how the sun forms.
Okay, well, that's a question that has haunted civilization for thousands of years. People worship the sun. They set their calendars to the sun. Mysticism and all sorts of sorcery were associated with the sun. But now we have modern astronomy. And with the Hubble Space Telescope, we can actually see stars in all phases of their life cycle. That's right. Within the range of the Hubble Space Telescope, we can see 100 billion galaxies. Each galaxy in turn has about 100 billion stars. And so that's 100 billion times 100 billion stars in the visible universe. Therefore, by analyzing the time sequence of these stars, we can then patch together the life cycle of stars, starting with a gigantic ball of gas about a light year across. Well, let's take a short commercial break, and after the break, we'll talk about where the sun came from and how the sun will eventually die. Well, this is Dr. Michio Kaku, and this is Science Fantastic. Give us a call at 612-564-8135. After the break, we talk about the life and death of the sun.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
I'm here with Scott Jusium, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but...
I'm going
to
stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting DO88 to 350350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text DO88 to 350350. That's DO88 to 350350 to schedule your free consultation today.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Before the break, we had a call that came in about the life cycle of the sun. Where did the sun come from? And as I mentioned, we have actually a very good understanding of the sun. First of all, the sun started off as a ball of gas, perhaps a few trillion miles across. It was rotating very slowly, but gravity eventually began to collapse this slowly rotating ball of gas. And as it collapsed into a disk. The disk, the outer rims of the disk, eventually became the planets. And at the very center of the disk, most of the mass was concentrated into a ball of hydrogen. The temperature of the hydrogen began to rise as the ball of gas began to be squeezed. And as the temperature rose, eventually it hit, about 100 million degrees or so. At that point, fusion takes place. Protons slam into other protons of hydrogen, creating helium and energy via Einstein's famous equation, E equals mc squared. So E equals mc squared is not just a formula that we memorize for the hell of it. No, it is the secret of the stars. It's the reason why the universe lights up at night. It's the origin of all life on Earth. The energy of the sun comes from E equals mc squared, where m is the mass of hydrogen. E is the energy released when hydrogen fuses and turns into helium. Eventually, however, it exhausts its supply of hydrogen. We are halfway through that process. The sun is about 4.6 billion years old. In about 5 more billion years, it will use up its hydrogen and become a helium-burning star or a red giant. It'll expand, and at that point, it will eat up the Earth. And so if you understand how the sun was formed, you also begin to understand how the Earth was formed and how the Earth will eventually die. The Earth will die when the sun uses up its hydrogen, expands and becomes a helium-burning star, a red giant, and 5 billion years from now, we will have the last nice day. The sky will be on fire, the mountains will melt, the oceans will boil, and we will go back into the sun. So the Bible says, from dust to dust, ashes to ashes, physicists say, from stardust we came, and stardust we will return. And eventually the sun will exhaust its energy supply of helium and become a small white dwarf star, which will eventually cool down to the point where there's nothing left to burn, and it'll become basically a black dwarf star, a piece of nuclear waste floating in outer space. So the Pope was asked the question, will the world end in fire or ice? We know the answer to that. The earth will end in fire when it's eaten up by the sun. The sun itself will end in ice when it uses up its nuclear fuel. The galaxy, by the way, our Milky Way galaxy, will end in fire when it collides with the neighboring galaxy Andromeda. And the universe itself will die in ice, we think, when it cools down to near absolute zero. At that point, by the way, trillions upon trillions of years from now, when the universe gets awfully cold and the universe itself dies, I personally think that we'll be advanced enough then to leave the universe. We'll create an interdimensional lifeboat, leave the universe, go to a younger universe, and perhaps mess that one up as well. Okay, let's move on now to the next listener phone call.
Dr. Kaku, my name is Ben. I'm calling from Phoenix. I'm listening on my TuneIn app. I believe it is WNTK. Is the call numbers? Quick question. With, in your opinion, I guess, along with Professor DeGrasse Tyson there, does the privatization and commercialization of this modern space race help to break down the barriers such as the, you know, the black budget, black projects that separate technology from you and I? And does Dr. DeGrasse Tyson think that this can ultimately help mankind grow as a species and help to break down those barriers? Because ultimately we can't even fathom what it would take to become a type 1 civilization, but didn't know if he had any thoughts on that, and as well as yourself. I appreciate it. Thanks so much.
Okay, well, let's take a short commercial break. You asked a mouthful. And after the break, we'll talk about all the points that you mentioned, the type 1 civilization, black projects, the civilian sector, and the public sector. We'll talk about all that after the break. And once again, if you want to get on Science Fantastic, give us a call at 612-564-8135. Give us a call.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Warning! If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't.
What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Once again, the lines are open at 612-564-8135. Leave your name, call letters in the radio station you're listening to, if you're listening to one, and then the city you're calling from, and ask away. Ask that question. Make that comment that's always been bugging you about science. Well, before the break, we had a question, first of all, about Dr. Neil Tyson. We actually had him on Science Fantastic just a few weeks ago, talking about his latest book, Accessory to War, and it brings into sharp focus the relationship between the public sector and the private sector. And then you ask yet another question about whether or not we're going to make it to a Type 1 civilization. So let's try to break it down. Neil and I both agree that we have to be realistic when it comes to the history of science. That yes, science and warfare have been linked ever since we picked up the first bow and arrow, and we use it to fight, to find game, but also we use the bow and arrow to fight other humans. And so we have to realize that science, technology can be used either for good or for evil, because science is a double-edged sword. It can either cut against ignorance, poverty, disease, or it can cut against people. It all depends upon the democratic control of that sword of technology. Now, you also allude to the fact that the private sector is coming into the space race. I think in general that's not a bad thing, because of course governments do projects that are have a lot of cost overruns, and they have to worry about public relations and things like that, while private corporations can cut a few corners and do things faster. But of course, because they cut a few corners, we have to worry about safety as well. But the fact that SpaceX, the fact that Elon Musk Blue Origins, the fact that Virgin Galactic, the fact that all these companies are being formed is reinvigorating the exploration of outer space. The cost of going to outer space has been dropping like a rock because of this, making it possible to have space tourism, making it possible that one day mom and dad might be able to go into outer space. And so I think that in general it's a good thing, as long as it doesn't get out of hand, the fact that the private sector is engaged with outer space. And we're going back to the moon as a consequence. The government, realizing how costly it is to go back to the moon, has basically not done anything about the moon for the past 50 years. But now Jeff Bezos of Blue Origins and Amazon, Elon Musk of SpaceX, are creating their own moon rockets with not taxpayers' money, but with their own funds. They are opening up their checkbooks. Elon Musk has the Falcon Heavy and the BFR rocket, and Jeff Bezos of Amazon Amazon and Blue Origins has his new Armstrong rockets. All these rockets are capable of reaching the moon. And so we don't have to wait for governments, which are very slow and cautious, to take us back to the moon and one day perhaps even to Mars. Now, you ask yet another question, and that is, will all this affect our march toward a Type 1 civilization? Well, let me try to break this down once again. We are a Type 0 civilization. A Type 1 civilization is about 100 years more advanced than us, and they use all the energy available to them that comes from the sun. They control the weather, for example. A Type 2 civilization controls the energy of a star. A Type 3 civilization controls the energy output of a galaxy, like Star Wars. Star Trek would be more like a Type 2 civilization, which has colonized a few planets and you can play with stars, but we are a Type 0 civilization. Now, will all this affect our march toward Type 1? And the answer is, I don't think so. I think it's inevitable, unless we blow ourselves up, it's inevitable that we will become a Type 1 civilization. We see the beginnings of a Type 1 civilization even as we speak. What is the Internet? The Internet is the beginning of the first Type 1 telephone system, the first Type 1 technology to fall into this century. And what language will this Type 1 civilization speak? Already on the Internet, English and Mandarin Chinese are the two most popular languages on the Internet. And so we're already seeing the beginning of a Type 1 civilization. And the fact that private enterprise is helping public enterprises begin the process of conquering outer space, I think will help, but not basically accelerate the march toward a Type 1 civilization. Okay, well, let's move on now to the next listener phone call.
Hi, my name is Lance Rome, calling from Green Bay, Wisconsin. I listen to you off of your website. My question is more of just a crazy thought. With all this crazy weather that's been going on, with hurricanes and whatever all around the world, what if it's some big secret company trying to make the world a Type 1 civilization, and they're trying to control all the weather, and that's why they're getting all these hurricanes and horrible weather across the world. What are your thoughts on that, just for fun? Thank you.
Okay, well, definitely the weather seems to be very different. Even several years ago, the former President George W. Bush, a conservative, said that something strange is happening to the weather. And so we're talking about the fact that farmers notice that the weather is changing, because after all, summers are about a week longer than normal on average. And if you're a farmer, you have to know exactly when summer and fall and winter begin in order to coordinate the planting season. So the average person realizes that we're having 100-year storms, 100-year floods, 100-year forest fires, and something is happening. However, it is beyond the control of one corporation or one company to mitigate or alter this. We're talking about the weather, for God's sake. Well, let's take a short commercial break. And after the break, we're going to continue with Science Fantastic. Give us a call at 612-564-8135.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.